AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On President Trump's last full day in office, a Johns Hopkins tally shows coronavirus deaths in the U.S. reached 400,000. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In February, the president declared the virus well under control in America.
That whole situation will start working out.
2 months later, he undercut his own administration's recommendation for Americans to wear masks.
You can do it. You don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it.
As cases and deaths skyrocketed over the summer and into the fall,
we're already making that turn.
The president bashed Joe Biden and the news media for focusing on the virus.
COVID.
3 months ago,
we're rounding that curve. We're rounding that corner.
The White House defends the president's virus response, saying he spurred vaccine development in record time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, says they need vaccine.
At the rate we are going, we will begin to run out on Thursday.
President-elect Joe Biden got emotional as he left his home state, headed to Washington for tomorrow's presidential inauguration.
I'm truly honored to be your next president and commander-in-chief, and I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware.
12 Army National Guard members assigned to the inauguration in Washington have been removed. John Hoffman at the Pentagon says two posted and texted extremist views about the inauguration.
We're not going to get into what the comments and texts were, other than to say that they were inappropriate and they rose to the level that, in one case, the chain of command flagged them.
Hoffman says there was no specific threat to President-elect Biden. In his farewell address, President Trump says he will pray for the success of the next administration. Secretary of State nominee Anthony Blinken is pledging to restore America's standing in the world while building on some Trump administration foreign policies. This is AP News. A panel of experts commissioned by the World Health Organization is critical of China over coronavirus response.
The panel says there were lost opportunities to apply basic public health measures at the earliest opportunity, and that Chinese authorities could have applied their efforts more forcefully in January, shortly after the coronavirus began sickening clusters of people. The panel writes, "The reality is that only a minority of countries took full advantage of the information available to them to respond to the evidence of an emerging pandemic." I'm Charles Villadesma.
The NFL has released the names of the officials who will be on the field for next month's Super Bowl. Down judge Sarah Thomas will cap her sixth NFL season by becoming the first female to officiate at a Super Bowl. Referee Carl Cheffers will lead the seven-person crew on the field in Tampa February 7th. Ed Donahue, AP News.